Good evening and welcome to Rowan University Radio WGLS. I'm your host, Douglas Mapp, and we're here for another 2 hours of the growth and development of jazz. This evening, we're going to start to explore the world of jazz fusion. Sometimes called jazz rock fusion, this genre has taken elements from so many styles that calling it jazz rock is both inaccurate and unfair to the other styles that have added to it. We can say that many of the previous jazz styles can be called fusion because they usually fuse a new idea to some old idea. In fact, the earliest jazz was the biggest fusion of all because of its ability to fuse aspects of African and European music into something that was unique to each. As we entered the 1970s, there were many elements present to allow this new form of music to take shape. One of the biggest elements is that is often overlooked is the fact that there is a generation of jazz musicians who grew up listening to the popular music of the day, which included rock and roll, R&B, gospel, soul, country, as well as all the other subsets that each of these styles had, such as Detroit-style soul, Memphis-style soul. As these musicians grew up and were exposed to jazz, they brought with them some of the musical elements and sensibilities that were prevalent in the forms that they were used to playing. These would include music whose harmonic structure was sometimes much simpler than most jazz compositions, melodies that were much simpler, and a much more use of repetition within the accompaniment patterns, especially in the bass and drum parts. Much of this music, if you take away the solos, which we'll have to say are now jazz solos, will sound very much like maybe the music of James Brown or Blood, Sweat, and Tears or Kool & the Gang. When we look at the personnel on many of these bands that were popular at the time, we find many individuals who just a year or so earlier or even at the same time were jazz musicians. In fact, many of the bands such as Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Kool & the Gang, Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, these were jazz groups that happened to play jazz dance music as part of their repertoire, and as they became more and more popular, the jazz elements of their music got watered down. We know that jazz, rock, and funk music all share some of the same roots, so it's not surprising that at some point these styles would start to work their way back together. Coming from the other side of the spectrum are the jazz musicians who start to add elements of rock music into their jazz performances. People like Miles Davis, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, Joe Zawinul, Pat Metheny, and a host of others begin bringing in elements of the avant-garde and rock into their jazz performances. Included in these would be the instrumentations that often included electric guitar, electric bass, electric keyboards and synthesizers, and drummers who played drum sets that featured louder sounding drums. Usually they had much bigger bass drums and the addition of amplification. The electric guitar players really helped to change the sound of these bands because their solos were very often taken in a rock style like Jimi Hendrix or Eric Clapton. The rhythm section started approximating the funk styles of bands like Sly and the Family Stone or Motown or even James Brown. These styles usually had a real catchy bass line that repeated over and over and over again, and very strong repetitive rock or funk beats. On top of this, you would have long solos that featured at times repetitive patterns, short melodic ideas, and much more emphasis on playing in a very rhythmic style. Some of the later music of Miles Davis and Herbie Hancock fits squarely into this. Many of the groups that played this style evolved into it from what at first would seem very far away from jazz rock fusion, but when you look at it a little bit closer, it's kind of natural that they would end up playing these jazz rock fusion or funk type things. If we take a band like Weather Report, for example, which got started by Joe Zawinul and Wayne Shorter, the first recordings we hear of this band, they're a very experimental, improvisational unit. Much of the music isn't on top of any groove or the grooves that they're playing on top of. Some of them are kind of Indian grooves and some of them are kind of jazz grooves that have been morphed into something else. Well, if you take that idea of just playing a groove over and over again, it's not too far of a stretch to see how some of the younger musicians that were playing in these groups would start playing grooves that they had been playing in their youth in the bands that they played. Many people see the addition of these rock grooves as just an extension of the landscape where the soloist can be a bit freer to improvise without worry about difficult chord changes or worrying if the rhythm section will make an unexpected left turn. There's one other, actually we can't even say that how many styles of jazz rock fusion there are because every group played its own variety of it. We have this kind of virtuoso jazz rock fusion. It was played by bands like Mahavishnu Orchestra and Return to Ever, where they had these very complex instrumental arrangements that took a lot of instrumental virtuosity to play them. Just playing the bass parts on some of the Return to Ever lines was extremely difficult. So before I get too far, I want to set the stage for some of this music. I'm going to start off with a couple of the bands from the late 60s and early 70s. Keep in mind that this jazz rock fusion term was a term that most musicians didn't like. And more importantly than the jazz musicians not liking it, all of the critics, whenever they put the label jazz rock onto something, they usually were using it as a pejorative. Oh, this is another jazz rock band. But all the young kids that were playing this music really had a lot to say, and it kind of steamrolled over the critics, because these bands became popular the way none of the other jazz bands were popular probably for 40 years. I can even remember when I was younger in the late 70s going to see jazz rock bands playing at the Spectrum in Philadelphia, which was a theater that held about 25 to 30,000 people. You'd go to see Return to Forever there, and then you'd go to the Bijou Cafe or the Newsstand, which were jazz clubs, to hear people like Cedar Walton. So there might be 200 people hearing Cedar Walton, and there were 20,000 people seeing groups like Return to Forever and Weather Report. So I'm going to start off with a couple of these bands that weren't quite, that today they're not viewed as jazz rock bands, but this is what they were called earlier on. I'm going to start off with Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and then we're going to listen to a little bit of Kool & the Gang after the first break. So from Blood, Sweat, and Tears, we're going to listen to two classics. First, we're going to hear a tune called God Bless the Child, which was written by Billie Holiday, a jazz singer from the 30s and 40s. And then we're going to hear a dance classic, More and More. This was a like a horn band, a power horn band, but there were quite a few high-profile jazz artists who spent a little time earlier in their careers playing with this band. One such artist was the bass player Jaco Pastorius. So here we have a little bit of Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Not shall lose. So the Bible says, and it still is news. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own will. That's got his own. And the strong seem to get more, while the weak ones fade. Empty pockets don't ever make the grave, 'cause mama may have, Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. And when you got money, you got lots of friends, the crowd in round. May give you crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own. Crust of bread and such. You can help yourself, but don't take too much. Mama may have, and Papa may have, but God bless the child who can stand up and say, got my own. Every child's got to have his own bell.
Took a lifetime to mold, and that's why I'm in love for you. Just keep on growing.